Hello, and we are here with another Motivational Monday Enlightenment. It is 9:48 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm bringing this to you kind of late. Yeah, I know. Please forgive me. But I want to talk about something today that's kind of serious during this time of year. So we are in the Christmas holiday season, and some people may not celebrate Christmas, or they might celebrate Hanukkah or some other traditional holiday. And so sometimes the holiday seasons can bring, sometimes feelings of sadness. And so that's what I would like to talk about today. So let me go into my paper. All right. So sometimes during the holiday season, we can experience holiday grief and depression. And number one is being alone during a holiday. And that's always hard for anyone, whether you are overseas and your family's in another country, or maybe you're in the military and you've been, you know, called to do a tour. But being alone is difficult sometimes. And so that's one of the things that we have to look out for, like, you know, just being alone during a holiday. And that can cause us a lot of depression, because deep down inside, we really don't want to be alone. And so I'm going to go into a little bit later how we can help fight these feelings. But first, I'd like to go over and talk about some things that we might be feeling during the holiday season, and just have a listen. So another reason why we might feel holiday grief or depression is losing a loved one, and it's the anniversary of their death. I've had coworkers tell me that they don't celebrate Christmas anymore because, you know, their parents passed away one after the other during this time of year, and it's very difficult for them. So they experience a lot of depression during the holiday season. Another reason someone could be experiencing holiday grief or depression is because they lost their loved one, like, you know, earlier within the year, maybe January, February. And so now they are having to go through the holiday season without that loved one. And so it's really hard. It's very, very hard. Another reason is maybe you're used to being with your family, and now that you follow out with your family, like, you guys are just not on the same page, you can't get along, and, you know, it's just not, it's not good right now. So your relationship is on the rocks with your family, so that might be causing you some depression, holiday grief, just upset. And I promise I won't keep you long, because I know everybody, we're going to work, we're at work, we have to travel or whatever. So I'll make this short. Another reason which can cause a lot of depression, maybe your new in-laws don't like you or don't approve of you, and you no longer spend the holidays together. You know, it's hard for some families to accept new people into their family, and they don't approve of them. They find every little thing wrong with them, you know, with your spouse or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, or just the person that you've selected to be your mate. And as a result of that, then you now don't see your family, you know, especially during the holiday season. So that can cause a lot of depression because these are the people that, you know, you that raised you, that you grew up with. And now it's like, it's almost like you have to choose. And so should you choose your family over your new family that you're trying to start? So there's like a lot of, you know, tension going on there, a lot of depression, a lot of feelings, a lot of emotions that's happening within yourself. And so that can cause a lot of holiday depression, we'll call it holiday depression and grief during this time of year. So what can we do? What can we do to overcome this? Well, if you're alone, and this is going to sound corny, but it's really good, you could try volunteering at a soup kitchen. You know, I found that giving back to others really makes you feel good. I have a son, and I had him give his old stroller and, you know, his toys to a home for domestic violence, well, women that are escaping from domestic violence. And when the lady got the stroller, his stroller, because he's like way too big, you know, he's almost as tall as I am. Like, no, let's give it away. When she got the stroller, she was just overcome with joy. You know, she had two small children of her own, and she had to get around town, and, you know, she just couldn't hold their hands and everything, so she needed a stroller. And when he saw her, you know, like, she was overjoyed. It made him feel so good. He's like, well, what else can we give away, Mommy? Like, that feeling of making someone else, like, you know, feel good. It makes you feel good deep down inside. So another thing you could do if you're alone during the holidays, you could probably read to the children at a hospital. You know, a lot of them are terminally ill. And so they need, you know, some motivation, some love and care, someone to read to them. So that would be really nice. I mean, as long as, you know, you can clear the fingerprinting and all that stuff. But yeah, that's really good. Or even volunteering at a retirement home. I think that's one of the greatest things you can do as well, because a lot of people, they just drop their family members off, their parents, you know, at a retirement home, and they never come see them. You know, so they are just stuck there and they feel useless. You know, I read an Ayn Rand book I had to read with one of my English classes. And I forget what the name of it was, but in the chapter, the guy was saying when you reach a certain age and you're no longer able to, you know, work hard, they put you in the house with the older people, and they call it the house of useless, you know. And so when those people are there, you know, their family members just drop them off and, you know, just place them there, they feel useless, they feel hopeless, they're depressed. And so they enjoy when people come and they just listen to them, because they just want to talk. They just want to talk about their past and talk about everything. So, I mean, that's just like a really good thing to do. And I would say younger people should do it too, because it just makes you appreciate life more, you know, especially speaking with an older person who's been there, done that. You know, that can give you some wise advice. You know, you never know. You just might make a new friend. So, again, when we do services to others, it helps, for others, I should say, it helps us kind of cope what we're going through. You know, like, okay, what I'm going through might not be so bad, you know, I'm helping, I'm giving to this person, and it makes you feel good. So just try that if you're alone. I mean, it might help. And so as for if we've lost the loved one, and it is the anniversary of their death, whether it be, you know, the holiday season or their birthday. If we know their anniversary is coming up and it's extremely hard to bear, then maybe we can make a memorial ornament or start a tradition that person liked to do in honor of them. So my husband's mother died from cancer. And so when her birthday comes around, he goes to the casino like every year, because she loved to go to the casino. And that's kind of how it helps him feel like she's still there, you know, close to her. So that's his newfound tradition. You know, because again, she enjoyed it. So he said, you know, I'm just going to go just for a little while in honor of her, you know, because she loved to go, she loved to relax and just have fun there. So that's what he does. And so maybe if you're feeling that way, if the anniversary is coming up, maybe you can do something that they like to do. If they like to make cupcakes or something, and then go to the retirement home and hand them out, you know. But, you know, just something traditional that you can do in their honor. And so if you've just lost a loved one, like before the holiday season, and it's your first holiday without them, this is going to take time to heal, because it's very, very serious when you lose someone, you know, that you love. So I suggest, like, if it's extremely difficult, then go to grief counseling and talk it out. It's okay. You know, everybody needs to talk. It's what we do. We're human. Talk it out. Make a plan, you know, see what you can do to help cope, to get through that hard patch, because no one can tell you how long it's going to take you to heal. You're on your own time, you know, but you want to move forward. You don't want to get stuck in that rut and never come out. So get the help and take your time healing, but make baby steps. And let's see. Yeah. So go to grief counseling, because it can be very difficult. So my next thing is, so the family. So remember earlier I said what could cause holiday grief or depression is you might fall out with your family members and you guys just don't talk anymore. And so I know about this personally, because sometimes it happens. And all I have to say about this is, it's time to move on and start your own traditions. You don't have to keep trying to please them. It will make you mentally fatigued, and your spirits will be down. If they cannot accept you for who you are, for what you are, for what you are doing, and it makes you happy, then you're just going to have to move on, because it's not fair to you. Don't do it. Don't even get sucked into that. Don't do it. My next one is, if you have married into a family that doesn't approve of you, again, start your own tradition. If you guys love each other, that's all that matters, because you guys are going to be together for the rest of your life. You know, you guys are starting your new life. And maybe one day they'll come around, but until then, you have to stop worrying about them, because you can't choose. You can't please both. You know, ultimately, it's going to have to be you and your spouse. You know, if things are going well and you know your spouse is a good person and they're not there to hurt you and it's a strong relationship, do the right thing. Because a lot of people, again, I've said earlier, they're unhappy and they want you to be unhappy. And if this person makes you happy and you love them and, you know, you guys are both good for each other, then stop worrying about them. You only have one life. And you shouldn't spend that lifetime trying to please other people. We talked about that before. You cannot please another person. Okay? You can't do it. So, what do we talk about? So, we said, you know, what causes holiday grief and depression, being alone during the holiday season, losing someone, and it's their anniversary of their death, or maybe losing someone and it's your first year without them during the holiday season. Maybe you've fallen out with your family, or maybe you've married and, you know, your family doesn't approve of it. All of these things can cause holiday grief and depression, but we have to find our way to get over it, you know, to move on. We have to. We only get one life. We have to keep pushing. You know, don't be alone. Find something to do. Find an activity. Give back to some other people that, you know, will want your time and will want to be around you, that will make you feel good and you'll make them feel good, you know, like volunteering. Remember, if you've lost that loved one and it's their anniversary, try to do something that's traditional that they would like to do. You know, so, hey, if you have to go to, I don't know, if you have to go to Paris once a year for them, why not? Take me with you. You know, I mean, just do something to honor them, because it'll make you closer. It'll make you feel closer to them, and it'll make you feel good. You know, and that's what it's all about, you know, just getting yourself together. And, you know, if you've fallen out with your family and you tried, but it's just too much, you know, emotionally, then just take a break and walk away. Okay. Take a break, walk away. And eventually they'll come around, just like if you've married somebody else. That they don't approve of, but you guys are truly in love and you're for each other, you have each other's backs, but they don't get it, then make your own traditions. You know, you cannot wait around for other people to approve of you. I mean, it would be nice, you know, if they gave you their blessing, but sometimes it just doesn't happen. So just be aware of that. You only get one life. Remember that. One life. So, in closing, the holidays can be tough and exciting at the same time. But hey, guys, we can get through it. We've all been there. And guess what? We made it. So, let's do it again. Okay? Let's push through this season. Whatever you celebrate, let's get through it, okay? So anyway, that is my time today. I told you I would make it short, but yeah, thank you for listening in, and, you know, send me an email. My email is positiveecs@gmail.com, or you can just go to my website, positiveecs.com, and you guys can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. But yeah, just go to the website, get on the emailing list. I do bi-monthly newsletters, you know, and I try to do the Monday check-ins much earlier, but today, you know, didn't happen, but it's okay. Right? Even if I'm late, I'm going to take my time, right? Yeah. So anyway, you guys, it's been fun. And I will talk to you next Monday. And so I'm already thinking about what I'm going to talk to you about, and I'm so excited. So, yeah. And remember, you can catch myself, Ashley, and Mr. Sippy on Fridays, and we just like to have fun and kick back and talk about, you know, just silly things. And that's on our free-for-all Fridays. But anyway, happy holidays. Everyone stay safe. Drink responsibly. If you don't drink, that's awesome. and take care of yourself and love yourself. All right. See you guys later. Bye, Sri. I see you down there. Hey. All right. So you guys, I will talk to you later. Bye.